Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Once again, we do welcome our visitors this morning. This is kind of a special opportunity. Every January, we try to take some time to fill everyone in on current work and various information regarding the congregation here. We euphemistically refer to this as our State of the Congregation address. We don't mean to be facetious. These things are important, and it will certainly fill not only the members in on some of the information that they need to help them go forward and do the work of the Lord, but if you are visiting today and you hear anything that might sound of interest to you regarding what we do here in an effort to serve Jesus, maybe you'd want to be part of this congregation. And if so, please talk to us some other time. We want to give you all this information about the works of the congregation and some of our future plans. And we feel it's good and proper for the elders to inform all members about the work here and the opportunities set before us and the challenges we face in doing so. We appreciate all the work that everyone does for the cause of Christ, and we encourage everyone to become more involved so that you may grow spiritually and that we may continue to glorify God in all that we do. This is certainly not meant to be all-inclusive. It will take us a while to go through this, and even then, there's no way to mention every work or every individual's contribution. But we all do it for the cause of Christ. So how far behind am I? Well, I'm not going to reread this. This is far too complicated for me. This is what I just read, right? State of the congregation. Thank you. Here at Schertz, we feel as though, and I think it's justifiable to believe we have a large impact on the Christian Brotherhood, at least here in these United States and in other countries of the world, to be honest, because of the lectureship that we hold here every year. There are just two more books to go, Lord willing, and once that is done, we will have a complete set of books that we can rely upon to be scripturally sound and things that other brethren can use in the future as commentaries for the entire Bible. Every book of the Bible will be part of this compilation. We do need to address some concerns, and hopefully that will be done this morning. We have diminishing membership numbers, and we have several that are regular visitors but have never placed membership here. There are limited opportunities for spiritual growth, we're afraid, in certain ones of the work we have here. Not all members are fully engaged, and we would like to change that, obviously. Some of our facilities, especially the fellowship hall, are aging and in need of repair, but there are some things here in this facility, the auditorium and the educational wing, and fostering an environment of dignity and respect that hears all members' concerns, which is one of the reasons we had the congregational survey, and we plan to touch on that in just a moment. Our resources are obviously limited, but we do have some, and the best resource of all here, obviously, are the people. Our mission is to seek and save the lost, to keep the saved in a saved condition. So to support the current membership and to help the needy. And we wish to become a stronger Bible-based family of Christians that are loving, bearing each other's burdens, growing by spreading the gospel and setting Christ's example, starting at Schertz and spreading onward throughout the counties, states, and eventually the world. We have four elders. Michael's still feeling a little bit under the weather. Unless you're visiting, you know that Michael Ratcliffe is one of our elders here. I'm Garl Latham. Also, Tim O'Bannon and Jay Stewart will be taking part in the various aspects of our presentation this morning. Tim and Jay were installed as elders last summer, and Michael and I have been serving since September of 2013. Among our deacons, and these lists are on the front page of your bulletin, so if you got a bulletin this morning and you are visiting, you can follow along there. It shows our elders, deacons, and preachers. Mark Coben is our treasurer, and he develops our budget and prepares our financial statements, and he pays our bills, which is always a good thing. And Brother Coben does a wonderful work, and we couldn't do what we do without him. Brother Gardner is helping with the computer down here this morning. He's in charge, among other things, of the Bible school program. He and Kimberly coordinate efforts for Vacation Bible School. He also organizes, directs, and supervises Bible school activities for our Sunday and Wednesday classes. And he coordinates teachers and curriculum. And Jennifer, our church secretary, Jennifer O'Bannon, assists for the younger ages. Tony Ramirez was recently installed as a deacon. He is in charge of buildings and grounds. He's assisted by Brother Ron Bentley. He's responsible for all coordinating required for maintenance, repairs, security, remodeling, and so on. And he works with our volunteers who clean the building. So that's somewhat unusual here at this congregation. We have volunteers to do all the work, including custodial activities here. Brother Cliff Roberts is in charge of worship. He coordinates all aspects of our Sunday and Wednesday services. This includes scheduling our men for worship, communion preparation, coordinating speakers, and so forth. So anything you see that has to do with the worship assignments, filling in for preachers' absences or whatever, Cliff is in charge of that. Our brother Walter Teague is in charge of our youth activities. He promotes the development of our youth to serve the work and worship of the congregation. He coordinates the various spiritual activities for our youth, including youth retreats, camps, devotionals, and other opportunities for our young people to grow and work together. Then Stephen Thompson is in charge of mission work. He coordinates our involvement in the missionary efforts we support. This includes everything, stateside and worldwide, evaluates new work we may want to consider, and is taking care of our students' support. He coordinates our support of students studying to become members of God, ministers of God's word. And we do provide some financial support to some of those men. We have two ministers on staff that are paid, Stan Crowley and Scott Springer. They share Sunday morning preaching responsibilities, usually alternating one after the other, Sunday after Sunday. Stan Crowley also preaches on Sunday night, typically, although tonight we will have our usual last Sunday devotional service, and Brother Stockton will be bringing a mission report. Stan also serves as the editor of the church's lectureship book, and Scott also conducts worship services and Bible classes at both the Franklin Park locations, the Sonterra location and the TPC Parkway Retirement Center in the city of San Antonio. Several of the men here also help Scott with leading singing, saying prayers and such. Scott is also coordinating efforts to strengthen the fellowship of our congregation. So Scott's very busy. We also have our dear brother Ken Ratcliffe, the brother that led the prayer this morning, and he is not a paid preacher, but certainly a minister of long standing, and he does fill the pulpit upon occasion, as well as the elders and some other men. Our secretary is Jennifer O'Bannon. It's no coincidence she is the wife of Tim O'Bannon, one of our elders. She handles various administrative duties of the congregation, including the publishing of the bulletin you have this morning, compiling the church directory, the lectureship. She is right there as the right hand of the preacher. Prepares announcements, manages our website, managing our text and text tree and phone tree communications, and much more. She does work flexible hours, and has been a convenience for her, so she does not always keep office hours here from 8 until 12. Those hours have been posted in the past. Really, the best way to see her in person, if you desire to do so, instead of just showing up here at the building and expecting her to be in the office at any given time, call the number listed for the church and you can get hold of her. That number is forwarded to her during office hours every day. And that means not just 8 to 12, but 8 to 5. And you can reach her and then make an appointment here to see her if need be, or just give her any news that the congregation needs or whatever. She has that telephone on. Local outreach. House to House, Heart to Heart is a magazine that we publish. And I didn't see. Are you starting there? Go on, Fred. Okay. Local outreach, I will pass off.
Okay.
I started talking. You give me a live mic.
It's okay. This is our tag team here. All right. So we do have several outreach activities, as you can see here. Heart to Heart is one where we basically provide input to the folks that publish this, and then it's mailed to a distribution of our choosing, so many folks within a certain zip code. What we can do is we can put out our own specific message to tell people about this congregation or things that we believe will help reach people in this particular area. So we've been doing this for a while. We plan to continue this with maybe potential some slight changes in how we approach it, maybe targeting different areas throughout the year. There are also several efforts that I know we have with guys that help with the Howe Foundation and other local one-on-one evangelism efforts that we're involved with, and those yield probably our greatest amount of return for people who are being saved. So we are very grateful for the people that undertake those efforts. From a mission work stateside, you can see that we actually have several efforts where we provide money directly to congregations and different activities such as the preaching schools. And we conduct the prison ministry as well. From an overseas perspective, we have several activities, several folks that we support here. I know a lot of us receive the World Video Bible School mailing list, requests for support. Well, we also are supporting them from a congregational perspective as well. Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's a great resource to for folks that have access to specific topics that they want to learn more about, and it's also a potential way for folks to get degrees in Bible-based teaching. In Jamaica, with the Webster Road Church and Midtown Church in Victoria, Texas, support is for the for Salinor Hupet down, who basically we combine with those folks to teach down in and provide support to those folks down in Jamaica. Additional overseas work. Peter Chan, director of Four Seasons College. I know Brother Stockton has had some dealings with these folks through the Four Seasons College because he's also involved with them. The MANA Project is a tremendous work in Africa, where they basically teach folks how to sustain themselves from an agricultural perspective, and they're also using that as opportunities to spread the gospel. And then everyone knows, most should know, Jennifer Wernley and the work that she's done in Guyana, Malaysia, and Indonesia. And then Stan Crowley goes on several mission trips every year. From a member encouragement perspective, the Crowleys lead this effort for us and develop and coordinate the different efforts, encourage visitor cards, encouragement, things like that, to let everyone know how much we care for them. From a benevolent standpoint, these are the works that we're involved with. So you can see that there are several ways that we're making tremendous impact, both here within the community, within the greater area, throughout the state. From a budgeting perspective, Mark, as Garl mentioned, does a very good job with this, and it looks like I missed one by one slide, so I will hand this part over to Tim.
If you didn't get the idea yet, we're very busy here. We've got a lot going on. This is only 19 slides. It's not that long of a presentation, but there's a lot that we're doing, so covering that in a short period of time is a challenge. We do post our financial statements that deal with our budget on the bulletin board in the foyer. It's available for anyone to look at. If you want to see transparency, look at us. We show you what we're bringing in. We show you where we're spending it. It's very clear. Our savings has designated amounts for evangelism and building contingency funds. We also provide information in the church bulletin about weekly contributions in relation to our budget. This year, 2020, we are looking at a budget of $4,400 to make our budget. And that's not a big change. We are a very giving bunch of people, and I appreciate that. We appreciate that as your leaders, the deacons who are dealing with service projects and ministry to the congregation in many different ways. Thank you. Also, we have our 2019 survey results. I may have done something wrong. There it is. All right. In 2019, so that's last year, we took a survey of the congregation and asked about six different questions. And the questions were open-ended, they weren't multiple choice, they weren't true-false. So there was a lot of different responses. And compiling this and delivering this as a report to the elders was done by Steve Springer, and we appreciate that, brother. Thank you. We identified certain strengths. Several of them are listed here. Knowledge of the truth, our sound teaching and practices, good preaching, our friendliness and love for one another. These things were several things that came up as our strengths, and we want to build on those strengths and build others this next year and the next several years. Well, really, ultimately, until the Lord comes again, right? We also identified some weaknesses. We need more workers, always, because we're always looking for more work. More works to be a part of, and more workers to do those works. We want broader member involvement across the whole congregation, as much as we can. If you're not involved in something specific, or you're involved in one, maybe two things, you know, we can use you. You can be a part, an active part of this congregation, helping us do all the different things that we do. Also, more local outreach and personal evangelism, and then we're looking to grow our attendance, both on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and on Wednesday nights. Their responses on the other four questions were more varied, and yet we've taken them to heart. The insights have provided some revelations as far as what kind of input we need into our decisions and actions moving forward. And let me turn this back over to Jay for the future.
All right, so as Tim said, we have identified some activities that we think, based on the surveys, that we need to continue with or potentially pick up new activities to help us meet the mission and vision that we touched on several slides ago. So we are going to continue with the efforts to complete the book for the lectureship, and we know that this year the lectureship's going to fall on November 8th to 11th, but there's much more work that has to be done outside of that window. Michael is the director, will be leading those efforts, coming out with the timeline of when we have to do things. The actual compilation of the book is well underway from what Brother Crowley has said. So now it's just a matter of lining up the activities and events that bring the actual lectureship to fruition. As always, we will need several people to help out with that. I think this last year, we seem to have a pretty good, going into the last few weeks, we had a pretty good amount of energy from the congregation. A lot of people were helping out. We need to make sure we sustain that and maybe add a few more people along the way, because there were several people that were just really, really busy that entire time. The more we have to help spread that burden or share that burden, the easier it is for everyone to make it through. So we've had we've gone down the road for a new website to make things a little bit better for the members. We had a little bit of a hiccup here within the last couple weeks where we got to the point where we're ready to do the new one, but we wanted to make sure it was the right thing to do. But I think most of us are in agreement that we do want to move to a more functional website that will give the members more ability to do things like email back and forth, kind of share different things in a protected forum where other people aren't necessarily able to see if you're not part of the membership. And one of our biggest things that I'll cover here on the one of the upcoming slides is the gospel meeting that we're going to put on from the 22nd to the 25th of March. This is a something that hasn't been done, from my understanding, at this congregation for several years. But that one of the challenges that we see is basically we're engaged in a whole lot of work, kind of externally focused. And we wanted to make sure that we were providing the right level of support back into our membership as well. So Brother Hitchcock is an elder, former minister at the Hampton Church of Christ in Hampton, Virginia. He's a good friend of mine and Tim's and Stephanie Whetstone's. We were all together several years ago. So he's going to bring a great Sunday through Wednesday set of lessons. So we'll be getting more information out about that. The theme will be unity, both something that is internally focused, and then as we bring our neighbors to this, hopefully it will also help them see what a unified church is capable of doing and how they want to be part of that church, which is the church. And so as I close up here my part, and I'll turn it back over to Tim, this is kind of the big rock focus that we've come up with for at least the next couple of years. Having that internal focus there, we've kind of developed three bins, if you will, of activities that we have to undertake. People, spirituality, and then the facilities are all in need of some level of attention. So what we want to do is increase the fellowship activities that we're doing. All of these may not persist, but we at least want to try to attempt them to see if we can provide you with the additional opportunities for us to fellowship and get to know each other and support each other as a good, loving congregation should. But the idea would be to go to more of the monthly fellowship meals, quarterly events that won't necessarily coincide with a Sunday service. We're going to explore the ways of that we could divide the congregation up geographically into smaller units to help have fellowship activities that way and be assigned specific work items that we deem the congregation needs to undertake. From a youth activities perspective, talking with Walter, he is excited about trying to expand opportunities for the kids to do things like summer camps, that maybe not the ones that we've routinely attended. They also want to look at finding other congregations in the youth groups that they have and expanding our activities with them. From the Bible Bowl perspective, there are a lot of different ways this could take shape. I think we've done things in the past here, a Bible search program. I've seen it go from the standpoint of multiple congregations getting together to study how well the youth groups have learned a specific set of scriptures, five chapters from, pick a book, and you've got 5 minutes to answer 25 questions. And those things have been fun, and they've been really, they can be very encouraging for both the parents who help support this, and the very beneficial to the students who are participating. We will continue to do our best to meet the benevolence needs of our members, and as we have the ability to outreach further into the community. And we do know, as from a very serious note, the things that happen in the world these days, we are in the very early stages of developing an emergency action plan to deal with things like what happened up in the Fort Worth area. Just so you know, we do have right now a nascent capability to handle something like that should it arise here, but we know we need to more formalize that, and that's what we're going to be working on. From a spirituality standpoint, as we mentioned, we'll be finishing the lectureship over the next couple of years. We're going to hold our first gospel meeting here in the next couple of months, and if that's successful, we will look at making that a repeatable occurrence. We're also looking at, in very early stages of looking, how we could share preachers from across the local area and basically have them come in on Wednesday nights over the summer and basically teach a lesson. I think that I've been in places where that's been very useful, beneficial, and helps the different congregations get to know each other better as well. For a little bit further down the road, we're looking at trying to develop a personal evangelism course, or at least host one, something that several of us have done with a program like the Fishers of Men. You have to get on the wait list because there are only so many instructors that can do that, but that is probably one of the number one ways that we will grow as a congregation, is through our personal evangelism efforts. The people that we know and that we interact with on a daily basis, looking for those souls who are interested in God and interested in Christ and learning the truth. So a course like this will help us learn techniques. It will, bolster our Bible knowledge and help us to be better prepared to do things like that. We're also looking at potentially putting a box somewhere in the back of the auditorium, a suggestion box per se, at least an opportunity for the members to ask questions, whether they be doctrinal questions or things that you don't understand that you read from the Bible, and then we'll ask the preachers to potentially speak on those from probably a monthly basis or whatever, depending on how many responses we get, how frequently they are able to preach those lessons. And we know from the facility standpoint, we were going down the road several years ago to, if we wanted to invest in replacing the annex, the congregation decided not to, but we know that that left us with the burden of having to fix the existing building as best we can. So that will be something that we will develop plans, because there are several issues that are associated with fixing that. I've already mentioned a little bit of the website, so I'm not going to hit down that again. But as Garl mentioned earlier on, we also are looking to renovate other parts of this building, such as the restrooms and repainting the classrooms, updating our audiovisual system and IT services. That will be a pretty big undertaking, and as well as repaving the parking lot, because there are times when that needs some pretty significant attention. So with that said, that is basically what we're looking at for the next two to three years. If we can make headway in some of these areas, we might have additional items that get added. If we can get our growth from a soundness perspective, from a physical numbers perspective, and the energy of the folks that we have here now contributing more, so that we can actually take on more, I believe that would be one of the best things that we could possibly hope for. So that concludes my part, and I'll turn it back over to Tim now.
Hey, last slide. All right. We do desire all of our members to use your talents and abilities in serving God, of course. We're looking for individuals to help in certain areas, and one of those areas is benevolence. We do emphasize working together to reach out with the gospel to the local community and around the world, plus helping and encouraging others in and outside the congregation. We as elders appreciate your efforts as members, and we love you. Thank you for loving one another. Thank you for following and working as hard as we all do here. There are many other works and activities that you are involved with, that we are involved with, just as we couldn't mention everyone and everything that we do. It might take a little bit longer. Let us know if you have any questions or input or would like to assist in any of these efforts. And if you would, please turn to Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. I'll look at chapter 3 and chapter 1. As was read earlier, but I thought I'd reemphasize it. Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. It's in your bulletin also. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him, that's God, be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. That's us. That's the church. That's who we are. We are giving God the glory every day. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is who we are. We are the Church of Christ here in Schertz. We invite you to become a member if you're not a member already. If you're not a Christian, you're missing out on all these spiritual blessings that are in Christ and nowhere else. You need to become a Christian, not only to be part of our group, but to be part of the saved body of Christians all over the globe, and that we'll see one another in heaven. Acts 2, Peter in the first gospel sermon presented in Jerusalem, the answer he gives to the people who said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do," effectively about their sins, verse 37, he answers this way in Acts 2, verse 38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. God is calling this morning. If you need to become a Christian, come forward. If you need to repent and come back to the Lord, come forward while we stand and while we sing. Thank you.